Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Flood reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spencer. Ashburn moves to third. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Will moves to third. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Javier scores. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Santo reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tap is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Simmons is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Grady Hatton pinch hits for LTAP. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Smith interferes with Taylor, who is awarded first base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Heist moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.